This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's back to class for LA school kids under the cloud of immigration raids.
There is fear. There is palpable fear in the hearts and minds of both parents and kids.
We have to make sure that we're supporting families and not being cowards in the face of real federal fascism.
California Jewish groups speak out against demands from the Trump administration for a cool $1 billion to settle allegations of campus anti-Semitism.
There is a different motivation here than protecting Jewish students.
And this noise creates a big stir in Van Nuys. That's a good introduction. Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, August 13th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck, and it's all about the kids today as education takes center stage. UCLA is still dealing with that demand from the Trump administration to pay a fine. That's what they're calling it, or other people are calling it. In fact, they haven't really made it clear whether it's a fine, but they want $1 billion. Yes, $1,000 million after the Department of Justice found the university guilty of systemic discrimination and harassment of Jewish staff and students. There's that, and then there are hundreds of thousands of students preparing to start the new academic year on Thursday at LA Public Schools. It'll mean a lot of extra traffic on the roads, but it'll also mean other, more worrying things. And that's where we start, with the excitement or dread of going back to class as school is now no longer out for summer. This year it's coming with the LA Unified Schools taking unprecedented steps to protect immigrant children, with ICE raids continuing. School police, along with officers from several city and county forces, will patrol near some 100 schools, setting up safe zones in heavily Latino neighborhoods. That's not all. Bus routes are being changed so immigrant children can get to school with less exposure to federal agents. Community volunteers will work as scouts, keeping a lookout to alert schools of any nearby immigration raids. Unified Schools Superintendent Alberto Carvalho went on CNN to talk about the measures.
What we have done is we've stood up a number of safeguards and protective measures, aggressive communication strategies, awareness to the families, collaboration with our cities to ensure that safe passage is provided as much as possible to our parents and our children. We've also expanded transportation at no cost to our families to ensure that as they go from home to school, that route is safe and avoid as much as possible these types of incidents whose visuals are deeply impactful to children.
The superintendent blasted the feds over an incident this week when a 15-year-old boy with disabilities was handcuffed by immigration agents outside Arleta High. He tells CNN he wants to work with the feds on the way they conduct raids.
We are appealing to federal entities to develop those types of protocols so that a case, an incident like the one that happened at Arleta, does not repeat itself. I believe it is common sense and reasonable to establish perimeters around schools, a couple of blocks beyond the schoolhouse, where an hour before the school day begins and an hour after the school day ends, no action would take place. This would avoid mistaken identity. It would avoid the discomfort associated with 3, 4, 5, or 6-year-olds walking to school and witnessing actions being taken involving individuals with guns, which are shocking to most adults. Just think about the mental health trauma that is caused upon young children, impressionable children. So we hope to get to that point. But what we have done is we've stood up a number of safeguards and protective measures, aggressive communication strategies, awareness to the families, collaboration with our cities to ensure that safe passage is provided as much as possible to our parents and our children. We've also expanded transportation at no cost to our families to ensure that as they go from home to school, that route is safe and devoid as much as possible of these types of incidents whose visuals are deeply impactful to children.
Carvalho says these are worrying times.
And obviously there is fear. There is palpable fear in the hearts and minds of both parents and kids. Fear around the dinner table, conversations about who shall self-deport. Sometimes parents with mixed immigration status, but their children may be citizens because they were born in this country. What we are telling individuals is, number one, you have a right to an education. Secondly, schools are safe spaces. Thirdly, we follow the law in protecting your child. Lastly, there are additional options available to students, such as virtual academies that we have maintained in a post-pandemic era. But obviously, we prefer face-to-face instruction as the most effective, most caring. And by the way, that's the way we provide food to kids. That's the way we conduct health screenings. But obviously the fear is elevated, and we try to be a calming provider of normalcy in the lives of kids.
The LA school superintendent. I also got the views of the head of the teachers union, UTLA. She's Cecily Myatt Cruz.
Thank you for having me on your show. You know, it's been a tough time for our members, but they are enthused about starting school and they are ready to protect our babies in the face of absolute terror and fear.
Just talk about reassuring parents and kids and also teachers.
You know, the most important issue that's facing us right at this exact moment is what you listed, immigration. It's about keeping our babies and our communities safe. It's creating safe passage, making sure that there is an actual concrete safety plan in place at every school site. We have over 622 school sites that have been adopted by community members, as well as clergy that are ready and will be standing with educators and SEIU Local 99 members outside. And we are so excited about that. You know, our student group, Students Deserve, has always talked about creating safe passages. And this is the absolute time that we need safe passages, that our students deserve that, as well as our community members.
You talked about babies. Yeah, I mean, parents are always going to want the best for their kids. And that's absolutely right. But how's the district doing when it comes to academic achievement and catching up on all that learning loss we heard about during the pandemic?
First and foremost, we have seen the academic test scores raised. We want to say thank you to not only our UTLA educators, but also our support staff, SEIU Local 99. We want to thank programs like Community Schools and the Black Student Achievement Program, because we have been fighting for smaller class sizes, social emotional learning, having more psychiatric social workers and pupil service personnel, mental health resources. We have to continue to listen to educators. We have to make sure that we're supporting families and not being cowards in the face of real federal fascism. We are working swiftly and together to take action on behalf of our communities, and especially in the face of state-sanctioned violence with the ICE raids.
That's UTLA President Cecily Myatt-Cruz. Thanks for sticking with us on the LA SoCal Local for a Wednesday. And let's turn from UTLA to UCLA, voted the number one public university in the nation, and now facing the demand for $1 billion from the Trump administration to settle claims of anti-Semitism on campus. I got the views of David Bocarsley, who is executive director of JPAC, that's the Jewish Public Affairs Committee of California, which represents a coalition of more than 40 Jewish groups. He says UCLA has taken the issue of anti-Semitism seriously and has taken significant steps on campus to deal with the issue. But he says his coalition opposes the actions of the Trump administration.
The fact that this demand comes after all these progress action steps have been taken and after we've seen tremendous improvement in campus climate demonstrates that there is a different motivation here than protecting Jewish students.
You're in a very tricky position here. The governor says they'll sue. He's claiming extortion here. These are really troubled times. What must be kind of galling for Jewish groups is this is all being done in the name of, as you've explained, you know, a laudable aim of combating anti-Semitism.
Right. That's absolutely right. You know, cutting federal funding for research or imposing billion-dollar penalties would harm students. It would disrupt life-saving research. It would threaten economic growth and undermine one of the nation's most respected public university systems. It would not materially protect Jewish students. We've already seen the university take steps, and we know that the university is a willing partner to continue to take more steps to protect Jewish students. What this does instead is pit us against other vulnerable groups that might be harmed by these tactics. And it also would require, because UCLA is a public institution, it would require the state to backfill some of these lost funds that would directly harm public initiatives that we hold so dear, including efforts to combat anti-Semitism and hate. Look, JPAC and the majority of Jewish Californians do not support many of the demands that are part of this settlement. These are not positions that would help combat anti-Semitism, and they are not positions that align with Jewish values. So it is hard for us to hear that anti-Jewish hatred is being used as a tool to try to extort some of these other positions that are not aligned with values that we hold dear.
There has been a big rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes, and that's the worrying background of this. So, but again, it's countering that rather than using this as a political weapon.
That's exactly right. There has been a stark and scary rise in anti-Semitic incidents in California on campuses and in schools over the last 2 years in the aftermath of October 7th. Our community is deeply shaken, and we know that action needs to be taken. We have seen California leadership, UC and UCLA leadership, acknowledge this deep fear of this moment. And take significant steps to remediate anti-Semitic incidents on campuses and in schools and in society. There is still significantly more work to do, but we do see partners in the leadership, and we want to continue to work on constructive ways that we can move forward to continue to push back against this stark and scary rise in anti-Semitism. Threats and intimidation are not the answer. What it ultimately amounts to is we've seen, a lot of attacks either against our community or using our community by the far left and the far right. And we need to see progress from both sides of the political spectrum. None of these tactics are right. We need to push back against anti-Semitism that is done in the name of fighting against Israel's actions. We need to push back against efforts to use anti-Semitism to achieve political gain. This is a scary time, and our community should not be weaponized to do that.
That's David Bocarsley of the coalition JPAC. Now, the wheels on the train may go round and round, but a certain train noise is causing a flap in Van Nuys. Our John Baird explains.
Gary Boyajian is the homeowner blasting the train horn. He says it's because of incidents that occurred mostly back in 2013, in which he claims he was assaulted at the direction of a man who carries a grudge against him.
The police would show up, they would arrest me, take me in and charge me, and they would let the other guys go without question, without listening to what I have to say or hearing my side of the story.
So he's simmering over what he says is a lack of action on the part of LAPD from more than a decade ago. But his neighbors are the ones who suffer from the loud train horn going off. Jim lives across the street.
He runs the horn and the alarm at the same time. So when the horn's not blowing, you get to hear his alarm from the house.
We talked to LAPD Captain Chris Zine at the Van Nuys Division, who tells us his officers have been out in the neighborhood a lot this summer over that train horn.
The first radio call was in June, and there was one in July, and then there was, I believe, four additional in August.
He tells KNX News they're investigating and that a crime report has been taken, but he wouldn't say who filed it. But in the meantime, Gary Boyajian could face a fine or some other action over the train horn.
Yes, that's really quite annoying. And if you're old enough, reminiscent of the attempt by the US military to blast Noriega out of an embassy in Panama City by playing loud rock music. This has been your LA Local for Wednesday, August 13th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all for me for now, but keep tuning in to the mighty KNX 97.1 FM. Our latest ratings are stellar again. Thank you, listeners. Tomorrow, you'll get your LA Local update from my colleague, Char Shitanishi. For now, goodbye, good luck, and cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.